Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but the salt has lost its taste. How can its saltiness be restored? You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house." Jesus basically declared that his disciples were the salt of the earth and the light of the world. He told them who they were in the present. As far as Jesus was concerned, they were already the salt of the earth and the light of the world. It was their identity. It was their being. Being salt of the earth and the light of the world are two characteristics of a citizen of the kingdom of God. What does the salt do? It gives flavor. It makes food tasty. It enhances the food. It brings out the flavor. It preserves. It does what it does in silence, without calling attention to itself. And it works surreptitiously under the radar, so to speak. Ironically, only its absence makes you notice of its existence. Now, how about being light? Light doesn't call attention to itself either. It makes all things visible. It makes shades and shadows, and it keeps darkness at bay. It is transparent, and it makes things transparent. God created light to keep the darkness away, and it doesn't exist for itself. Absence of light is darkness. What Jesus was concerned about was not the disciples' identity as the salt of the earth and the light of the world, but the danger of them losing their saltiness and their ability to shine and visible. The prospect of them becoming ineffective is real, and so he calls them to live out their identity. Live into their being. It is not that they need to work hard to be salt and light. Rather, it is that they simply need to be who they are and show the characteristics of salt and light. We have just heard three representative reports. Dan Weir, who gave the report on godly play, worked very hard for the last couple of years to bring godly play into our church. The godly play team of teachers, helpers, volunteers, and parents all worked together as a team. They worked like salt under the radar, enhancing our ministry to the little ones in the church. Now, Godly Play program is bringing more families into our church, and in that, they serve as the light on a lampstand. Reports of our other programs for children and youth are given in details in our annual report booklet outside, sitting in the narthex. Many in our church are engaged in these ministries in our church. They live out their lives as the salt and light in doing God's ministry in our church, just as Jesus' disciples did. While Godly Play is a ministry serving our congregation internally, our pantry ministry, which Deacon Joe just talked about, is serving people outside the church in our community. So many of our members are involved in this ministry, and so many of us contribute food to keep the pantry full. It is the flagship of our ministries. When our people spend countless hours bringing food from various sources, stacking them on shelves, bagging them, delivering them to people in our neighborhood who are down and out, are they not acting like salt and light? The terms Jesus used to describe his disciples. There are many others, outreach and in-reach ministries we currently are engaged in, such as Good Works, Appalachia Service Project, Christosol Mission Work in El Salvador, Good Samaritan, St. Mary's Shelter, Helping Hands, Pastoral Care, Prayer Chain, etc., to name just a few. These two are recorded in our annual report. While Godly Play represents our internal work and faith formation, Pantry Ministry represents our faith at work out in the community. The third verbal report is about how we are being good stewards of this beautiful church we are endowed with. Our old church just turned 175 years, and we just celebrated the 175th anniversary, it is still standing strong and physically and spiritually. Every inch of this church is utilized for the ministry it is intended for. Throughout the week, different organizations use our space to feed, teach, to come together, to be in community, and for counseling. At such a place, universal accessibility is a huge need. And today, we are on the threshold of it being realized. When our people served as leaders of Capital Campaign and when we contributed our resources to this campaign, didn't we act as salt and light like the disciples of Jesus? What we have accomplished this past year and the many years before that was enormous by any standard. Many of us lived into our being and lived out our calling. This is something we can be really proud of. As the rector of this church, I thank each and every one of you for making St. Peter's visible on a lampstand. Looking forward to this new year and the future years of our ministry together, my concern is not only that we do not lose our saltiness and our ability to shine, but also that not a single one of us would be left out from sharing their gift into God's ministry. Jesus was concerned that some in his audience might not sense their call to live out their beings as the salt and light. Despite our efforts and resolve in getting 100% lay participation in our ministries, there are still some on the sidelines. Is there anyone's light in our congregation right now under a bushel? Is there anyone who hasn't volunteered to serve in an outreach ministry or a worship ministry? And is there anyone who hasn't made a pledge and enhanced our common ministry and mission in the world? What is the bushel in our life that may be keeping our light from shining? If we let these bushels hide our special lights, our special gifts, will our gifts ever see the light of the day? Pardon my pun. Our bushels may be the demands of our jobs, or it could be that we don't have a job. It could be our family doing well, or it could be our family not doing well. It could be our good health and not so good health. It could be our children are too young, or it could be that our children are too active. Well, it could be a million different things. Do these reasons form our bushels, which keep our lights from shining? If we are not part of this great mission God is doing in our midst, let us ask ourselves, what is it that is preventing us from being a partner with God in his ministry, in the church and in Phoenixville and in the world? Sometimes it may be due to the fact that our lights are not shining in the right places. What is our light and what is our gift? Is there a ministry in the church our gifts can be best matched with? I hope this year we can do a gift assessment survey so that we know which ministries we are suited for. Sometimes the church itself is the bushel. We do not encourage and appreciate people's ministry in the church. Again, this year, as a vestry, we will work on developing a system of appreciative inquiry. How can we mutually encourage each other in our ministries? And the third area, helping members experience and sense God's presence in the crucible of ministry. How can we strengthen the soul of our leadership? Let us work on not losing our saltiness. Let us remove the bushels that keep us from shining. Let us shine for Jesus. Let us make St. Peter shine for God, for God's work in Phoenixville and beyond. We are the 1,000 points of light, no longer hidden under the bushel, but on a lampstand. Let us unleash all that we are, all that we have, all the time for the glory of God.